Well, normally, I think this time last year, we would have been lamenting the fact that Loren wasn't with us this morning because she, you know, was our cohort. She was our co-host here on The Start. Well, now that she's abandoned us, she is for the day away from the office, leading a team of Chorus employees on a very special build, a very special house being constructed for Habitat for Humanity. And once again, I can't say this enough, she is not allowed anywhere near the tools.
I'm standing next to the power tools. Does that make it better?
Well, I suspect that that's as close as you're getting, McNabb.
Yeah, we have things a full go down here for the Habitat for Humanity Women Build. I was trying to figure out how many years I've been doing this, guys, and how many years I've developed zero skills. I just finished putting in 3 entire nails, and I am exhausted on this build already because you just don't use your muscles the same kind of way. But I'm thrilled to be down here with a team. And, of course, this is actually a unique build for me and for some of the others who've done this before in years past. I've done the individual lots. We've done some infill housing before. Of course, I was part of the U.S. President Jimmy Carter build back in 2017. But this year, we're out in Transcona. And it's actually a build that started last year where they'll have 11 rows of housing, 55 homes in all that will help 275 people, including 175 kids. So this is a massive build site that we're on. Everybody has been hard at work since about 8:30 this morning. And I'm joined now by Thomas Hoffman, who's the Director of Construction for Habitat. Thomas, for you, is this as exciting time of year as it is for the rest of us?
It absolutely is. This is our busy season, and we're just looking forward to having lots of people out and getting all these houses built.
In the years that you've been doing this, what stands out each and every year in terms of just, I always feel like it's such a great teamwork, but maybe that's how most people in construction feel all the time.
I feel like the community support is just huge. To see all the volunteers that come out every single day and getting involved and helping us, you know, achieve our goals and reach our goals, I think that's just truly amazing.
There's volunteers all year round that come out, or at least in the warmer months. We're kind of people who like to come out in the warmer months, the volunteers. But you're building year round. And this day, this week specifically, is about the women build. Tell us a bit about that, because it's all women, with the exception of sports director Kelly Moore, who's down here with us today, too. But the focus is women building for women.
Yes. So we usually have a sponsor assigned to each home, and one of the houses or the homes on this 5-plex will be our women built home. And you know, they fundraise a lot of money through sponsorships and events and you know, getting some gift in kind. And at the end of the day, they get to come out for a week and actually swing the hammer and help the family start building their home.
We're building alongside one of the recipients today, a single mom who's just grateful to look forward to a future of having a home on her own. Of course, part of Habitat for Humanity is that the homeowners themselves, they don't get a free home. They have to help provide money. They have to get the mortgage with the team at Habitat. And then, of course, they have to put in, I think it's still 500 hours of sweat equity, right? And so I was talking, I'll bring the homeowner on later in the day, guys, but I was talking to her this morning. She's sore from the amount of work that she's had to put in already, because it is hard work. It's not, you're not walking around here, you're using all of us with very specific goals.
Absolutely. And you know, as far as the homeowner is concerned, I think it gives them another whole sense of appreciation to this home and to the community volunteers that we get every day. It's easy to just say, you know, we take this for granted, but the fact that they come out and do it with the volunteers, I think that's just another whole aspect of things that they appreciate.
So I have to confess, I just finished doing some, I don't even know what I was doing. I was nailing something. What was I doing there? Someone said put in more nails here because they're needed. Walk me through what I was trying to help out with.
Yeah, so you were doing build-outs around the windows. So we put 2 inches of styrofoam on the outside of our house. And when the windows get installed, they need solid wood behind them. We can't attach them to styrofoam. So you were doing a 2x4 build-out around the windows, so we have something solid to install the window on.
Before I let you go, Thomas, I have 2 quick questions. 1, what do you need? Do you still need some help from the community? You have groups down here who are sponsoring homes. What else could Habitat use to finish these houses for folks this year?
So we're always looking for more volunteers. We're looking for gift and kind product, you know, for organizations and manufacturers that are locally or even out of province that are looking to donate building materials, tools. You know, we're always looking for any kind of support we can get. We're grateful for everything.
For those who are looking to volunteer, I'd just like to let folks out there know that when you come down here, Habitat does provide everything. You don't have to be someone who shows up with your own tools. I do happen to have my own tool belt that I pull out once a year, but it's just because I like it. I wear it like a fanny pack for my gum and foam. But you come down here, you have your shoes for everybody, your steel-toe boots, you have your hats, you've got the tools. It's just volunteering. Show up and you can do it.
Yep. If you show up, we'll get you set up and we'll get you working.
You watch me at work. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate me as a, you know, a crew member?
Top notch.
Top notch. Did you guys hear that back there?
Yep. Yeah, broke up just at the last second there.
That, of course, is Thomas Hoffman. He's the head of director of construction for Habitat for Humanity. A wonderful build going on down here, guys. It's going to take them until next year to complete. Through the full season next year? Through 2026. And so if you're driving through Transcona, you can see everybody hard at work. These are lovely homes. One last question, actually, Thomas. Is it three bedrooms?
Yeah, 3 to 5 bedrooms.
3 to 5 bedrooms.
Depending on the family size.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Thomas. I appreciate it.
Loren, all joking aside, outstanding work. How long have you been a part of this women's build? It's been some time, hasn't it, McNabb?
You know, yeah, Clay Young is down here with Global News Morning, and he was asking me that. It's over a span of at least 10 years that Global's been participating in this alongside CJOB and Chorus. And so there were some years I came down and did full days, and other years where I came down and faked my way through it, if I'm being honest, because I got called out for that already this morning, the year that I came down for some action shots. And so I feel like I have to do a mea culpa and confess with that. But it is, it's funny because I was talking with Herb. He's one of the crew leaders here, and he's been down here for years. We hug when we walk in every day because you get to know the same people, the same faces. And he used a term that I hadn't heard before, that when you join Habitat for Humanity and you start doing the build on the Women Build Day or other, you people get what's called habititis. And I hadn't heard that before, but you start to feel like you need to come back. Like it's a disease in a good way that you want to participate in because you feel so good at the end of the day. And then you get to tell your kids, like I've driven my kids back some of the builds before and said, your mom built that. And then they say, really? And I say, well, no, I put that window in and so far it's not leaking. So, you know, that's the good thing. But you get to participate and tell people about something really great. And then you meet these wonderful families during the year and they're so grateful to be able to get into a home. You know, there's been families over the years that have had 5 people living in a 1-bedroom or 2-bedroom, working their whole life to try to get into that dream of home ownership. And Habitat allows for that by working together with the community, by working together with the sponsors, by working together with people who donate, as Thomas said, you know, construction materials and all the rest. And you know how good it feels to get into your own place, Greg, and what that means. And so you can imagine if you're going from, say, a 1-bedroom to a house, and that one that you got to build yourself alongside some really great people, it's a pretty joyous feeling.
Yeah, it's all so rewarding, and it's wonderful to see. We've been at those key ceremonies and been at the gala dinner to meet these families that are impacted. And really, sometimes it's just that one thing. It's that one thing in life that allows them so many other opportunities, right, Loren? It's not just the home. It gives them often the financial freedom or the empowerment to take on other challenges within their lives, to take on the next opportunity, whether it be education or giving their kids the opportunity to do the things that they want to do, because now housing security is a part of their life as opposed to an aspiration.
There's been moms over the years that I've talked to who, in the middle of their builds or while they're going through all this to get their home, secure their home, and physically build their home, are finishing their professional accountants. You know, becoming a CPA or getting their master's or going back to school, because you're right there. I think there's something that comes hand in hand with that, right? You start to feel like you can do it. And then you start to show your kids that you can do it. You can do these things. And it starts with feeling secure in your own space with 4 walls and a roof over your head.
And one final thing, Loren, just in terms of the skills that you have not acquired over the years, and I'm not mocking you. I.
Oh no, I'm mocking me.
Yeah. Why? Like, you know, you're there. You're an important part of this.
Well, this is important to point out, Brett, that you, like, there's, so for example, there's people who just naturally know what they're doing, right? Like they start measuring, they can figure it out. They're good with the power tools. They're good with the, what's that called there, Thomas? Just a wet saw? Just a saw. Okay, good to know. It's just a saw. They're, you know, like Kelly Moore right now is cutting and measuring. So he's clearly done some of these things before. I was tasked with hammering the window frames. That's all. That's my skill, and I haven't gotten any better at that. And in fact, at one of the guys was walking by, and he's like, "You have to be nailing that nail into another nail." And I was like, "Oh man!" I started to think, "Was am I this bad at it?" And sure enough, I just had the nail in the wrong spot. And so I haven't gotten any better. But there's a spot for everyone down here to participate, right? Because they'll figure out what you're capable of and find a task for you. It might be that you're just lifting, you know, 2x4s or carrying some plywood back and forth or cutting. Maybe one day I'll get to the fancy saw sounding name. Maybe.
I like it when you called it the what saw.
The
what saw.
I thought it was like hand saw or a band saw or a miter saw? Miter saw.
It's good old miner saws. I got to get me one of those.
Be quiet, everybody.
I'm on my way to Home Depot right after the show. Can I get a miner saw?
Be quiet. Thomas is going to shove me off his back by the end of this day, I think.
All right, Loren, thanks for this, and thanks for filling in for your last couple of days. Much appreciated.
No, I was happy to do it. Take care, guys.
Loren McNabb, CJOB's executive producer, La Productora.